the industry is getting closer and closer to having a new weapon to aid in the fight against HLB. The Environmental Protection Agency has now opened a public comment period for the proposed Section 18 for HLB bactericides, oxytetracycline hydrochloride, and streptomycin sulfate. Agrisource entered into a cooperative research and development agreement with the USDA ARS to research the efficacy of their products Firewall, containing streptomycin, and Fireline, containing oxytetracycline, in combating HLB. We spoke with Tal Richardson, CEO of Agrisource, to get an update on the progress.
The Department of Agriculture had gotten everything submitted back around the end of November. Things seem to have been moving along at EPA on a good timeline, because we've had questions that have come back and things, certain things we needed to supply them that the Department of Agriculture asked us to provide. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, the Federal Register, there was a notice of a request for comment period, for a 15-day comment period for people to weigh in. So the industry certainly wants to let their feelings be known about this and make sure EPA understands how important it is one more time to reinforce that. But the process seems to be moving effectively, and hopefully it'll be on a timeline where we might see something, hopefully maybe late February, early March, but that's all to be determined by what EPA needs to do and other agencies need to look at to make that determination.
I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.